Welcome to the planning commission meeting dated October 25th. It's currently 7:00 PM. I'd like to recognize Brian Miller and Jared Anderson as voting members. And first order of business is public comment. I don't see anybody signed up for public comment. So we'll move along to our scheduled items. Item number three. Approval of the minutes from the September 27, 2016 planning commission meeting. Do I have a motion on that? To accept the minutes.
I move that we accept the minutes as presented.
I second the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Sorry.
Not discussion here.
Hold on. So this was our last meeting, so.
Yes.
The difference of four.
No, actually, yes. That's...
So.
Alright, so we'll amend the minutes to include the attendance of Jared.
Yes, I will revise my, is it revise? Amend? I will amend my motion.
So your motion will be what?
I'll amend my motion to accept the meeting minutes from September 27th planning commission meeting as amended to include Jared Anderson as present.
Second motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next time I'll call for discussion now.
Discussion first, yeah.
So number four, review recommendation on amendments of the City Code Title 10, Chapter 5, relating to requirements on renewable energy systems.
So much, I have so much to say. No, we've gone through and made the changes that the Planning Commission recommended last month. Sound levels a little bit to not reflect Utah County Health Department. That's the document you guys received. Yeah. Shut it limited to 75 decibels except during naturally occurring short-term events like severe storms. However,
Courtney brought something to my attention over the weekend in the email. So thank you for about in person, which is the low level sound. It sounds like it's below the level of hearing. It's inaudible. But if you look up online, if you look up wind turbine syndrome, it's caused these the changes in pressure with the blade going between the pole, it seems like, caused different disturbances that can be felt along the way. And it seems like, to me, that was a result of large industrial wind farms, not smaller wind turbines. I don't know enough about it, but as I sketched out how a wind turbine could be built in the city, they're built at a maximum height of 20 feet, where the blades, the current code says, can't be within 15 feet of the ground. So you have basically 5 feet at the top for blades and turbines, which doesn't give a lot of room for a giant.
With essentially, yes.
Essentially,
5 foot diameter.
So 20. It's got to be 2.5 tall and 2.5 bottom, right. Unless you did something bigger where it's only 3 blades. I don't know.
No, it doesn't change. It's 5 foot diameter. Yeah. That's what you get.
Yeah, that's what you get. So, that's what I mapped out. I don't think that would occur in these ones with the big industrial wind farms. You might get that adjacent to residential neighborhoods. I don't know. I don't know enough about it, though. So, I just want to bring that up. to that point, and I read the suggested what prevents a large scale?
These are residential.
So we're only approving them in residential zones.
Yeah.
And a large scale wind farm would laugh the idea of a 20 foot limitation with blades that can only be within 15 feet of the ground. So.
Hold on. The very, very last sentence of this section.
Okay.
Prohibited. This section does not permit large scale projects which include multiple wind and or solar energy systems. So that's expressly prohibited. This section does not apply to it. They're expressly prohibited.
Yeah. If somebody came in saying, we want to put large scale wind farm on the good side, that would be a trip territory. If the whole thing's zoned residential, even the hillside zone, that's my point. I'm wondering, as we thought, is whether we should adopt code that says it's only allowed. That's in this is already. Is, where is that? Look at small wind energy systems of 2 tower height. It's only residential zones. Yeah.
Get wind though.
So 2A1 only with residential zones.
So just to be clear, so something is somebody applied for a large scale.
Specifically called out, John said, it's prohibited. We don't allow it in our commercial. It is, the wind projects are allowed in the residential zone, not large scale. So we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking outside the residential zone.
There's only residential and commercial. Well, there's residential and commercial on townsite facilities, which are public facilities, which the city's not. And the city can just say no. There's really no way for it.
Does the city sell it?
It'd be sold to a residential developer, right? There's no density.
So, one comment I had was in regards to the 75 decibels, that should we add language to the effect of the property line or something? I mean, how close?
Yes. The distance measured makes a huge difference there.
75 is actually pretty
loud. It is loud.
Are you comfortable with 75 or is
75 loud?
75 is pretty loud.
Do you want to put in 68?
I would take it down.
Okay.
75, that's. Where'd that ever come from? That's
not, that was loud. I think it was somebody else's code.
I was just looking at charts. Kind of said that 70 is a normal conversation.
65.
65 is pretty quiet. 68 or 70 at property line.
But I mean, if you're standing at your property line, your neighbor's wind turbine is like somebody talking all the time.
Okay, then.
So bear in mind.
Good point. That's a good point.
Bear in mind, as we discussed it at some point, somebody's making a motion.
That's the first thing we've changed, right?
This is a general rule of thumb. I think it'd be nice if we made motions
exactly
instead of I amended based on what general would have.
I was kidding.
To your credit, you don't do that. You do usually always list out the conditions.
But we have on occasion said 40.
That doesn't occur very often. I'm not comfortable with that,
I'm not either. I'm just.
All right, yes, we'll do this.
My notes are terrible.
Let the record be known.
And
that
was I don't think so. I think 65 property line.
65 at property
may not be. That might be okay.
65? I'm not a.
It's pretty quiet.
I don't think any of us really know the answer.
I don't know the answer.
Just know it's not 70.
So 60 is that residential?
Yes.
what'd you say a conversation is face to face?
Six out of five sounds good.
65 property line. Yeah. I got as measured that property line. But we're not requiring a sound study. So the only way a sound study comes into effect is if they built the machine, they built the system, and then there's complaints.
And then there's a complaint.
And then we would require them, hey, you either have to tear down your system or provide a sound study showing that you're in compliance with
the code. They need to read the code and realize they can't have a system.
So, I mean, if we're looking at it and we see that this may be a concern, we may require a sound study as well. And I have some questions legally what we need to do there, so I want to run this. All this will get run by our city attorney.
So, we're saying 65 at property, as measured at property.
Yeah. Normal compensation levels are in the 60 to 65 decibel range. Ambient noise levels greater than 65 decibels can interrupt the conversation.
This is moving on to number three group of operating systems. My personal point is that we should not operate a system that we
Yes, I heard that.
Adding group pop. What is the thought group thing about that?
What's the basis?
It's just aesthetics.
I would.
Well, satellites must be kind
of below the ridge.
Below the ridge.
Yeah.
And the ridge.
If you look at a lot of stuff, especially the series, a lot of app, like you find an internet app that has a little dish that projects out.
Yeah, but it doesn't move.
It doesn't make noise. Yeah. And they usually only stick up above the roof, like maybe not as tall. So there, while aesthetically it's unsightly, it's not big and noisy and drawing attention. So there is a difference there. That's my Well, I think we'd say rooftop down to where you would have systems three of them.
Not permitted.
But we're saying aren't not permitted for the citizens.
See, I'm real torn. I wouldn't put one on my roof just because you don't want that vibration coming through your house. It'd be a disaster living in a house like that. Yeah.
Think about rental properties. People want to live in a house today.
They will pay for themselves.
But you gotta keep in mind technology changes, right? 5 years from now, they're gonna have a wind generator.
Have
a wind generator somewhere.
So is there any opposition to that?
What's the consensus of
with maybe one wavering?
I'm ambivalent. If we pull it, I'm fine.
Those are my comments I have.
Okay, I'll add it in right now. Think about
it. Add it in as in take it out?
As part of the motion.
Okay.
Right now, I've got prohibited. As making less of this. I'm representing prohibited. So, what
D2. A. Spelling error.
Where's that?
The building mounted solar energy system setback shall beat the same setback.
No,
the it's just pure spelling. Well, I changed the spelling. EAT, it's better, it's more fun.
Yeah. have any comment on this code?
I just have one question. The 12 feet for wrapping towers. Where's that at?
I'm talking about the
two D one freestanding towers. No foot pegs or rungs within 12 feet of the ground. Lattice towers, you have to wrap it within 12 feet of the ground. This is the basketball thing again. That somebody might jump up and grab onto a rung and climb onto it.
They were trying to prevent attractive nuisance.
Stop. The first 12 feet of a 20-foot max tower. So weird.
We're not creating a system. We're not creating an environment where these are going to be.
This is like nobody's going to put them up. Yeah. Okay. I don't really have a problem. I just wondered how the 12 feet was.
12. A lot of people can jump to 10. 12 is very difficult. I think that's honestly.
So it's just attractive nuisance because they've got to be fenced. Like they've got to be in a backyard.
A lot of teenagers can run up to a basketball hoop.
Sure.
Grab a 10. Put themselves up. 12.
If a teenager wants to climb the tower, he's going to climb the tower.
If they want to do it, they're going to get up.
Yeah. But this is the nuisance. I get it. But, you know, I have a 6-foot fence around my backyard because I got an above ground pool. That's 6 foot. If somebody wants, a teenager wants to get in our backyard, they'll climb the 6-foot fence and get in the pool. The 12 feet to me just seemed a little excessive. I don't care. I was going to say 8, but 8 foot to 12 foot, it's fine. You're not going to put any rungs on the tower at that point anyway. You're just going to use a ladder. So,
tip down.
Yeah. So we're good.
You want to change that?
No, it was just a discussion comment.
You did change that.
You want 12 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine. Okay. Any other comment on this section? If not, I will intervene.
Just as a matter of note, whoever makes the motion, I have two changes to make decibel measure, to change the decibel levels to 65 as measured from property line and prohibit roof-mounted wind energy systems.
So that would have been the conversation.
Well, Section 3 would still be there, just have language stating that they're prohibited.
Yeah, I'll make a motion. Move that we... We're just recommending this language, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Recommend approval of the Section 10.5.3.8 with the change to Section C.1.A, changing the... Sound produced turbine under normal operating conditions shall be limited to 65 decibels as measured at the property line, except during naturally occurring storm, short-term events of a severe storm. And with the, what was the other one?
Prohibiting rooftop mounted.
Section three. With the elimination of Section 3.
We're going to leave in Section 3. It's just going to, with prohibiting
section. Amend Section 3 to say rooftop mounted wind energy systems are prohibited.
Thanks.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Sorry, who was that?
Jared.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Moving on. Number 5.
Discussion
on rezoning the RR1 20,000 rural residential zone.
Okay. This is only a discussion item. I had a conversation with our city engineer, city manager, David Bunker, last week, week and a half ago, about the RR1 20,000 zone, which is the half-acre zone, which is the large animal unit, the rural residential zone. Cedar Hills, as many of you are aware, Craig, you've been in the city for a long time, been around a long time. Started as a rural community, and as it's grown, it's become less rural. It's more of a bedroom community at this point. In the map that was sent out to you guys, in the black box, there's two boxes there, and I hope you can see them on that map. In the black box, many of those homes there are below 0.3 of an acre, closer to the R1 11,000 zone, which is about the quarter acre lot. And then on the red box, all of those are at least 0.34, which would equal the R1 15,000 zone, the third acre lots. Now, this is just a spitball proposal right now. There's no official. This is just something we put together. And the way the lines were drawn up were created where there would be no non-conforming lots in each zone. So while in the black box there are some homes there that would still be 0.4 of an acre larger lots, they wouldn't be non-conforming. They're still conforming because they at least have the 11,000 square feet. One other thing to keep in mind, though, is that in the R1 11,000 zone, flag lots are not permitted. So we're not adding any density on that side. On the other side, where we're proposing a change from the R1 20,000 to the R1 15,000, there could be some density added, probably one or two lots, not very many. There's a couple of very large lots there. But these people would also be able to keep large animal rights. The change from RR1 20,000 to R1 11,000, anybody there that has horses would be grandfathered in, but they couldn't sell their home as a horse property.
See, that's my neighborhood, and you'll get a lot of opposition to the way you've got it drawn right now.
So that's why I want to talk about
in this. In the black box, you've got several over 1 acre lots included in there.
Yeah, there are. I know that.
And there are horses on several of them right now.
Right.
That now.
Show me where.
These guys have horses.
I know that there's one on
noise upstairs.
Oh, so you.
The thing is, though, is if you were to draw that along 9860. Instead of taking it, you would capture all
9860. Now, are you saying 9860 and west, north of that?
No, north of that is where all the big lots are.
So everything 9860 over to Meadow Drive and up, include that in the R1 15,000?
Well, or whatever the one that includes
that one is the one that I know that there's a gentleman there that has a horse property there.
There's three right there.
Okay.
Including you.
The Blairs, right? The Gers. Well, he's got me in the other box. And then the Schumachers. And the Johnsons at one point, I guess, did have horses. They're that big one right on the end of the cul-de-sac. On that,
okay.
Cul-de-sac.
Can we just back up for a minute? What's the purpose of even doing this change?
Just cleaning up our zoning map.
Why do we have to clean up our zoning map?
Why can't it stay in the?
Why
20,000?
Why do we need to clean it up?
Well, you have all these. Okay, so
if it's R1 20,000, there's a whole bunch of non-conforming.
There's the whole neighborhood there on the west side of that. Everything in the black almost is a non-conforming lot. Okay. Now the R1 20,000 zone is the default zone that. People get when they get annexed into the city or boundary adjusted into the city, there's the default zone.
Which one?
RR1 20,000.
Okay.
So, for example, your neighborhood used to be county. It was approved in 78.
Yeah,
78. Late 70s. It was approved by the Utah County Planning Commission under their guidelines. In the mid 80s, it was boundary adjusted into Cedar Hills and just put in the RR1 20,000.
Well, kind of, because some of the people got to pick, and so that's why there's all the white on Wedgewood.
Right. Well, they got to pick which city they went into.
Right.
So the ones that picked Cedar Hills defaulted into the RR1 20,000. And even this, there's quite a few zoning changes here that where people have boundary adjusted, where they're now in Cedar Hills or they're now in Pleasant Grove. So we're just going through the zoning map, doing an overhaul.
When you're gonna get more. Does the sewers all fail?
We're having a number of those on 4000 West.
Yeah.
So there's four of your neighbors that just boundary adjusted into Cedar Hills. Gina Day, the Wilsons, Davies, and the Eagers.
So, oh, the Eagers did come in.
The Eagers did come in. There's still a number of homes on Wedgwood there that need to be resolved, and there's some issues between Pleasant Grove and Cedar Hills that need to be worked out. We're looking at the zoning map saying, okay, where do we need to clean it up? Because at the bottom of your street, the Flinders property, which currently shows that it's in Cedar Hills, is actually in Pleasant Grove. So there's a number of places, and even where boundary lines or lot lines have been adjusted, that just need to be cleaned up.
So what's the consequence if we don't clean it up?
We continue having non-conforming lots in these zones.
What's the consequence of having non-conforming lots?
Well, you may end up with horses on a property that shouldn't have property, that shouldn't have horses. Or I'm just throwing out ideas. It doesn't. Please.
When there's redevelopment opportunity later, like, could these lots be potentially split because they're in the old zoning versus the new zoning, stuff like that?
That could. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, the old zoning wouldn't permit
The old zoning would actually decrease their density.
Yeah.
The moving them into the current, moving them into the, I guess the zone where they fit, where they actually, the size meets the requirements, they would maintain the same density that they currently have.
Well, mostly.
But mostly.
But for example, like the Schumachers, who've been there 30 years and had horses the whole time, so now they become a non-horse property.
No,
they would be.
They can have their horses. They can't sell it.
They can't sell it as a horse property.
This is the heart of my opposition.
It's the current use aspect.
If animal rights were permitted perpetually, like they were there, they had animal rights, and it carried with new owners and stuff, I wouldn't have really issue with this, but the moment you take animal rights away when they sell the property, that's where you're basically, to me, one thing I love about this area is the fact that I do see horses. And
But
it's a non-conforming use.
Not right now.
If they have the agriculture area,
that was the issue. They're not conforming for size.
That's because the lots are too small.
If you look at some of these homes,
yeah.
I know that there's a gentleman that lives on 4100 West. He owns one of these squares that's landlocked, and that's his horse property. He's got about 10,000 square feet where he can have a couple of horses on that property.
Which one?
It's right next. It's just east of the.
So let me finish making my point. If I may finish making my point that I was trying to raise earlier, to me it's a cultural family.
I'm not trying to change any culture.
And I hate to see a family.
Don't accuse me of that.
You know, parents, pass away, deed the house to their kids. Technically, the kids can't have horses anymore. That kind of thing. That's what I'm.
No, the whole. Let's. Okay, let me back up.
That's what I'm.
Let's not get tied down to my lines.
That was my suggestion.
I'm talking about animal rights.
But even then, some of these homes couldn't have animal rights even if they wanted them.
Right.
So let's go down Meadow Creek.
No, because it's a
all of those homes bridge. That are on the west side of Meadow Creek, they can't have horses. They're in the RR120,000 zone,
right,
which allows for large animal rights, but they can't have horses on those properties. They're not big enough.
But some are.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Some are.
Huh?
What's that?
Most of those are not.
But like the Simpsons on the corner of 9800 and 4100.
Mm-hmm.
That one, they've had animals for you.
There's a few here that is the Simpsons. Are they on the southwest corner of that corner?
Uh-huh, the big square.
They've split that into three building lots.
Haven't they?
Yeah.
Well, I know there's a gentleman up on Canyon Road that.
Hold on. If they're in RR120,000, they can't split it into three lots, can they?
They're still pretty big lots.
Are they? Okay, they're large enough?
I'd have to go look. It's actually three lots that they have there. This map reflects.
Are they already platted out on the map?
Okay. And this map gives them one giant square there?
Yeah.
It's actually three lots.
Okay.
This is another issue where we're looking at the zoning map saying, where are there changes that need to be updated?
Again, my final concern is just that eventually generational...
So let's look at these lots. Hold on.
That's what ultimately.
Well, it's like Eagers, you know. They bought that lot from her dad probably, 5 years ago when they moved in.
Okay.
Wayne Geilman lived there, and that was Sarah's dad. So they bought that lot because she wanted to have animals. That's the whole reason they, because the house sucks.
Yeah.
But they liked the lot.
It's honest. That's like why I bought my house.
He's been trying to fix the house, but it's not only so much you can do with the weird house.
So this is a discussion item, and I'm only one person in the body, but my opinion on the discussion point is
let's take the example you gave, and this is where I say don't get too tight down to where my lines are. Like, I just drew a line, and we're having a discussion about it, so don't just shoot it out of the sky right now. Like the example you just gave, their whole property is 0.98 acres. All the Simpsons there on the corner. Right. It's 0.98 acres for all three of them combined.
Well, I didn't know they were subdivided.
On the plat, if you look at the Utah County maps, they've split that into three lots. The one with their home is being half of that, so it's about a half an acre. So they would still have enough room on their lot to have horses, but those other ones are 2/4-acre lots.
But
they
not
couldn't
if you
do
moved,
home, the horses on those if they wanted to.
Right, but not if you moved it. But they wouldn't be able to if you moved them into the other zone.
Right.
I think it's this one.
So that's why I say let's look at the lines and say, is there a logical way to do this?
There are some big pockets that you could do, but there's all these inclusions, like where the Derringers and, you know, there's all these big lots that are kind of stuck in there because of the way
there's big lots and stuck in with the 1/4-acre lots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of them couldn't care less if they had animal rights, but.
Well, if the use is the issue, could you have an overlap?
You could have an overlay zone, probably. Create an overlay zone where it.
It's based on square footage.
Based on square. Well, it would still have to meet the basic requirements for a large animal. Like if you want to have a horse on your property, you have to have 5,000 square feet of land dedicated to just the horse.
Right.
Yeah, I see the value of cleaning this up because this creates future issues for future owners. Mm-hmm. And so
I get calls from real estate agents all the time saying, I noticed this is in the R1 20,000 zone, but it's only 0.23 of an acre. How so?
Right.
Well, it's non-conforming. Legal non-conforming.
So how does the overlay zone work, overlaying animal rights to this zone?
You're basically creating a...
You have to create a new zone.
Yeah, you're basically creating a new zone. You're putting them in a zone, but giving them rights that aren't found elsewhere in that same zone.
I just don't want to take rights away from people.
And I don't want to give them to people in the R1 11,000 zone because they don't have the space for horses.
That's just
no, saying. I think we're on the same page here.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I don't like the idea of it either.
Yeah.
But the Simpsons, for example, let's stay with them. We all know what lot we're talking about. It's 0.98 acres, and the way they've split it on Utah County is draw a line straight down the middle. So the lot that their house is on is about a half an acre. The other two are 2/4-acre lots. Right now, they have large animals, and they have all the space they need for large animal rights. But when they decide to actually build on those other two lots, they're not horse properties.
Right, and that's fine. I mean, I agree with you. If you don't have the room, you don't have the room.
Yeah, so this is where I say I don't want to give the room to the R1 11,000.
Right, but I'm saying that if you take someone like up on the other corner, the Schumachers, who do have the room and do have the animals now, to tell them, okay, now you can keep your animals, but as soon as, like if your son wants to buy your place when you guys, move into a smaller place, he can't have animal rights.
Well, and there's also property value. Some people actually look for animal rights.
Yeah.
We bought our lot because it had animal rights.
It's a horse property.
That was the whole reason.
No, I understand.
Grandfathering is not a long-term solution for that scenario because if they don't have continuous use, they lose their grandfather's debt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So an overlay works better in that instance if they can meet the criteria.
Yeah, if you meet the size. I mean, and I agree, the size is... But, you know, like I said, there are people in that neighborhood who do have the room and do have the animal.
They do. Okay. I actually really like the idea of an overlay zone.
Because I agree with David. I think if that's why a lot of people, especially in my neighborhood, I mean, a lot of people have lived there 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
And they came here because, you know, they could have animals.
Mm-hmm. What's your perspective, Brian?
I have the same answers that you have. I mean, I don't want to take rights or expectations away from anybody going forward, but
and I understand the cleaning up because, it is weird how we have, you have these huge lots and then you've got the little teeny ones right next to it.
Right next to it.
Yeah.
So we're trying to find, and the issue is we really try to stay away from spot zoning, saying, okay, this house is R111 and this house is R111.
Well, and if we can make an overlay work, if there's a way to make an overlay work, that you know.
So to that point, let's take the overlay one step further. Can you have an overlay zone that covers the entire city?
I wouldn't want to create one.
That would permit animal rights for people that had that other lots in our city that now don't have overlays on them, have property size.
They never bought their house with the expectation that they put a home.
Yeah, they never. Like, that would be giving them something.
This is where I say I'm not in favor of this, and I don't get a vote. But some people buy houses that are in just rural or just residential neighborhoods. They don't want a horse tromping down the street. And they never had that right. They never. So we would be giving them something that they didn't have, or an expectation that they never,
well, like
they
take,
never signed up for.
Take the Shermans up on Canyon Road, right? They have big animals on that.
Which lot is that?
It's, I don't know. It's not in the zone. It's outside the zone.
Which lot is it? Odds are, if they're on Canyon Road, they have large animal rights.
Yeah, pretty much they all do.
Right, but what I'm saying is when we change the zoning, if you recall, we had this on the agenda last year.
She's the one on the bottom. She's the one right as you leave town.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's a horse property.
Right.
We're not.
But she has no overlay zone.
She doesn't need one.
But if she sells her house, she loses her animal rights.
No. It's RR120. She's good.
No, she's RR115, and she's...
Oh, 15.
She's 15.
She's still good.
She has large animal rights.
He's proposing R115 for the red box there.
Right. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Which would be fine. I'm worried about the black.
We're talking about specifically the black box right now. Because you guys are right. Half of those homes in there are big enough for...
Not
properties.
And not half. It's
it's like that center swath.
Right.
And then everything on the sides is all quarter acre stuff.
Well, for me, it would just be even for one person. If taking rights away from one person, it would be accurate enough for overlay zone. That's just my opinion.
No, so that's why I wouldn't be in favor of an overlay zone over the entire city. I would just be over the affected area here. And it would really only be over the black box there. Box. Because I wouldn't extend that to other R111,000. Because those homes down in, let's take Apple Blossom and Forest Creek.
Yeah.
You live down there.
Yeah, I do. There's no way
you could put a horse in there, but mm-hmm. I don't want to give people the expectation that this is a possibility.
Maybe if I work it just right.
Well, no, that, and no. If you look there at the south side of Apple Blossom, there are a couple of lots that are probably technically large enough.
But they never bought those lots with
there
the expectation.
There was no expectation of that whatsoever. It is really not.
So if we did just... The black box with an overlay saying, you know, based on square footage, it is allowed.
That's why we're having a discussion on it. So
I could live with that. I just when I saw that, my concern was that you'd be
when I
taken it away.
I spitballed this with the city manager, and we had the same concern.
The city manager with how many horses?
Yeah,
40.
But I think eliminating the ambiguity is in the cities and the owner's best interest. I mean, it benefits both sides.
Well, so I think there's a balance that we need a fine line we need to walk here. So
we don't need to add any rights to anybody. We have to preserve the expectations that people had when they bought their properties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that feel better?
Huh?
With that,
do you feel better now? I feel better that this body is interested in protecting people's rights.
Unless it's a roof mounted
wind system. Unless it's a roof mounted wind system.
Yes. Well, you find me an owner that owns one of those on their roof right now. And
crud. You're just insane. Of course, there are crazy
The box just
right.
came today.
Oh. Any more discussion on item number 5? Or should I entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting?
Oh, this will probably come back as another discussion item. It's not.
I imagine so.
Yeah, I move that we adjourn.
I'll second.
I'm hungry.
Anyone want to discuss these motions?
I think there's chili upstairs.
Chili.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Smells good walking in.
Thank you.
My wife's just completely gone.
Use the gavel. Kind of
the sound.